Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
And then as time progressed, of course, the confronting continued. And I want to put a pause here and say, through confrontation, I was established in a much needed reality of the fear of God. But I always knew it was love. There was never a question that it was not the love of God come to me, ever. And so it never drove me from Him, it drove me to Him. And it caused me to come to an honor that I didn't know of Him, and a worshipful reverence and fear of Him. And that's a gift that is irreplaceable. And I love Martha and all of Shulamite to pieces because they live it. They live relationship with Him and with one another through that. And so the confrontation, of course, it hasn't stopped. It's still. And I'm thankful for it. It is still. But I've had freight trains run me over, and I've had meteor showers strike me down. But it's all been the love of the Lord, and I couldn't be more grateful. And Keith just wants to share his experience of me experiencing Martha in something of what it looks like.
I would come home, and she would be in the bedroom crying. And I'd come, and I'd look at her, and you'd talk to Martha. And I'd just close the door. Let her. Because I know, for a husband, it tears me up to see my wife cry. But I know it's a good cry. So, yeah, I do. Very much so.
There's one side to this that we haven't mentioned, and I'm the only one who can mention it, and that is that somehow it ends in their love for me, which I treasure because I was such a wounder. And then what Christ did in each of these was so phenomenal that literally Linda's given me a word that really transformed my idea of my life. And Joan is there day in and day out, too. And Jean, too. Oh, my goodness, Jean. And Jacqueline and my brothers, too. I am so rewarded, if that's the word to use. I'm so enriched by fighting you to destroy your facade and find the beautiful God-created person inside there. And that's who is present with me now in you, Linda, and Joan and Jean, and oh, it goes on. But the reward to me is overwhelming love and support of these people that were willing to be corrected. Some are not. Some never, ever become willing to be crossed. You don't cross them or you pay, even if it's God's truth. So thank you for enduring me. And coming back to my home. So I want to just, their transformation was for my blessing. And so if there's any incentive to this, to our audience, of being willing to be a vessel, a prophetic vessel, then be assured that you will grow richer than anybody you ever helped. If that makes sense. I am, it was all gain and all riches and all love. And what comes back is love. And Joan will tell me, you told me go off and go away and get some integrity. I said, did I say that to you? And then one will chime up and say, you said it to me too. So, the person that Jesus is in me is Shocking. He scares me.
But the truth is, I agree so much with what Linda said, and that's the thing is, you know it's love. There is never a doubt
that
you are not loved. I have been confronted in my life by religious people, and I really could never swallow one word of it because I knew there was no love behind it. There was nothing but condemnation. Confrontation does not carry condemnation or punishment. It is, and it's so critical to understand that. And I love what Linda said. And I just, because I always knew in my heart, Martha loved me. There was never a doubt. And so I would say for anybody being confronted, you will know whether it's God or not by whether you feel loved. Because if you do not feel the love, I just would say, I'm sorry, it's not God, because he is always love. In all his dealings, he is love. And he can say the hardest thing, but then he always follows up with hope. In the Old Testament, every terrible thing he said to Israel, they were never left without hope, never. And Martha has never left me without hope. She had to say terrible things to me. But like I say, I've been confronted by religious people, and my spirit was like, no thanks, I'll pass. Because you're not God. You're not God. And it's just something you know when you're loved.
I think this is important because Martha would say things, and they always blindsided me. I was always blind to them because that's sin. Sin blinds you. And so she would say something, and she would say, does your spirit bear witness to what I just said? And I would say, I know that what you've just said to me is the truth. I just haven't met the truth yet. So it's very important because when God confronts, he's given the person that's being confronted ears to hear. There's something in you, even for a split second, that says, I know that's the truth, but you may have to go off and get alone with the Lord and say, I need you to show me yourself in this. I need you to speak your own truth to me in this. I know this is the truth, but I don't see it. I mean, there's been times that I was an offense to Martha. I mean, to life. I was an offense to the Spirit of God. And I would have to go away and I would have to say, I need you to show me my sin. I have to see it. I need you to name it to me because I have to take responsibility and see it myself. It's one thing for somebody to say to you, this is what you've done, which starts everything. It's the light that comes. But then you have to stand in that light and say, I need you to make this real to me. I have to stand the reality of it, take responsibility for it so I can confess it and then be washed, cleansed, redeemed, and changed. And so it's one thing to be confronted and say, well, you know, I don't see that. It's another thing to stand in it and say, God, show me and let me be responsible. Name to me yourself what it is so that I can live in your word and then your word can transform me, you know. And so I think it's very vital because more times than not, she would say, do you bear witness? You know, is this truth? And I could skip off of it and say, well, no. But the truth was, I know you're speaking the truth. I've just got to meet the truth myself. Yes, I've got to meet him. And there will be all the fruit of what he's after.
But I think our spirit, Linda, always registers. Absolutely, it registers. We may not understand with our mind, but our spirit registers, oh, this is true. And I want to deny it, but I can't. And what the Lord brought me to was 1 John 1:10. And this was his capital T truth coming at me, was if we say that we have not sinned, refusing to admit acts of sin, we make him out to be a liar by contradicting him, and his word is not in us. And that's the bottom line is, you know, if you stay in that place of, no, I don't see this, and you're unwilling for him to truly let you see, you make him out to be the liar. And that just exposes that his word's not in you. There's no life in you.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com. where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.